We welcome you to our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly. Sunday night, it's the Eagles in Carolina against the Panthers. Two straight wins for the Eagles. Coach, let's talk about this team first before we talk about Carolina and the front seven on Sunday against New York. Another strong outing. We've talked about it so much. What works so well as a group to make it fit?
Well, I think there's consistency in who's there. You know, the same guys have been there for a while. You've got both our outside linebackers have been together with us for 3 years. So hasn't D'Amico, so hasn't Fletcher, so hasn't Benny Logan, so hasn't Cedric Thornton. So it's been the same cast of characters. They had a great understanding of what we're trying to do defensively, and they're really skilled football players.
And this pass defense, zero X plays allowed, I know it was a huge priority leaving 2014. What's coming together with that group, which has changed a lot personnel-wise from last year?
It really has. The only starter returning is Malcolm Jenkins, but when you add Byron Maxwell and Walter Thurman and Nolan Carroll in there, and then a guy who's not getting a lot of credit is E.J. Biggers, who's doing a really nice job for us as a extra defensive back that comes in, and Chris Maragos also comes in on some of our sub-packages also. That group's got a lot of continuity. I think we've got great leadership in both Malcolm and Walter Thurman, so we're getting really good safety play. They're the guys that get us in line. They're the quarterbacks back there. And our corners are playing really consistent, and you know it's evident with Nolan having a pick six, the first day of his career on Monday night.
Kind of along those lines, you talk about the safeties, and Bill seems to use them in a variety of ways. Does that flexibility really allow him to do other things to expand the scheme?
Well, that's what we want to do scheme-wise, and our design is to have both safeties can cover, both safeties can play deep, both safeties can play in the box, and that's what we have now with Malcolm and Walt. Both of them came into the league as corners. Both very intelligent players, so they can play down on an open receiver. They can also play high because they both have great range.
Brandon Graham, really impactful on Sunday night against the run. Also, good pass rush. What kind of progress have you seen from him?
Really stepped up, really in a leadership role. Done a great job, kind of setting the tone for those guys on the defensive side of the ball. We were excited to sign him back. You know, this past offseason was a great acquisition for us, you know, because he wasn't heading into free agency, even though he was on our team before. So to get BG back was a priority for us, and we're excited he's playing at a really high level right now.
On the other side of the ball, one receiver that not a lot of people talk about is Miles Austin. He's made some big catches. He's blocked well in the run game. Talk about just the way he kind of fits into everything that you want to do, the complete package at wide receiver.
Well, we knew we were going to be young in the wide out room, you know, with Huff and Nelson and Jordan. So we wanted to bring in a veteran presence in there to add with Riley Cooper, and I think that's what Miles done. He's been a real good mentor to those young players, but he's also, you know, played over 50 snaps on Monday night for us. He's an outstanding blocker. He's big. He's physical. He's versatile in the fact that he can play in the slot and play outside. Had some really big catches for us on Monday night, and that's what we thought we were getting when we got him out of Cleveland.
The running game has been productive. What are you seeing to make that all work?
The offensive line has really come together right now. They're executing, staying on blocks, you know, getting a good push at the point of attack, and really pleased with how they played on Monday.
Cam Newton is the guy that everybody talks about in Carolina. Last year he came here, he had the ankle injury, wasn't quite there, and the Eagles really dominated that game. How's Cam played this year? What kind of role has he had in that offense?
He's been outstanding. You know, he's legitimate dual threat quarterback. There's more design quarterback runs for Cam than there are for probably anybody else that we'll face this season. And he can also beat you with his arm, as he did to Seattle late in the fourth quarter against them. So he can make all the throws. He's big, he's physical, he's tough to bring down. You know, we can generate a pass rush, but it's a little bit different generating a pass rush against him because he's a hard guy to bring down. He's in that Ben Roethlisberger size type where it's going to take more than one guy to get around him. So it's going to present a good challenge to our defense.
So is that message then everybody rallies to the ball with Cam? He's got a favorite target, Cam, in Greg Olsen, tight end. What kind of challenges is he in terms of what he does so well out there?
Very athletic, you know, can run routes like a receiver, but he's also the size of a tight end. He's in the Jimmy Graham category in terms of he can be a tough matchup for you. If you put a smaller DB on him, he'll exploit it. If you put a linebacker on him, he's probably faster than him. So it'll be interesting to see how we match up with
their defense has been really good, Chip. Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis at linebacker. When you watch them play, what do you see from those two guys?
We feel it's the best pair of linebackers we'll face. They both are three-down linebackers. They don't come off the field. They can run sideline to sideline. They both have outstanding speed. They're both great at key and diagnose in terms of plays. They only need to see schemes once or twice, and then they can diagnose what you're doing and then run things down. It's a defense that plays. They keep everything in front of them, and then they rally, and they kind of force the ball to get to the linebackers, and you got two linebackers that are outstanding tacklers.
Good luck on Sunday night.
Thank you.